بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا ايها الذين امنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, or mothers and sisters, and others listening at home over the receiver, life in this dunya is like an examination room. This dunya we're living in is actually an examination hall, an examination room. All of us are being tested. The examiner is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The objective, the aim, the purpose of being in this world, Allah sent us into this world to obey Allah Rabbul Izzah, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Allah is pleased with His servant and the person passes the test in this world, then he gets Jannah. فَمَنْ زُحْزِهَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازْ. On the day of Qiyamah, the one who will be kept away from Jahannam and entered into Jannah, then he is successful. So this is what we all are striving towards, gaining that, the pleasure of Allah and gaining entry into paradise, into Jannah. So in dunya, Allah is testing us. All the time we are being tested by Allah Rabbul Izzat. Are we following the path of huda, guidance, as shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Are we living a life of obedience to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Or are we following the path of shaitan? Are we following the khutuwat of shaitan, the footsteps of shaitan? Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la tattabi'u khutuwati shaitan. Allah says, O believers, do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. Are we following the path of hawa, passions, egos, haram pleasures? So it's a question of whether we're following huda or hawa. In this world, as we're being tested, it does not mean that now we cannot eat, we cannot drink, we cannot relax. Allah is so kind, Allah is so kind, Allah is so merciful. Allah has showered upon us billions of favors. Allah has given us food to eat, water to drink, we have clothing that we wear, we have homes. Beshumar ni'mat, we can never count those ni'mat. The person says that sometimes a traveler is traveling and he will only notice the pebbles on the pathway. He'll look at all the stones on the road, but he will not observe the mountains and the beautiful scenery, the landscape, the beautiful sea, the rivers, the ocean, which Allah has created. He'll only talk about the pain and suffering he's going through. But he forgets to praise Allah and thank Allah and glorify Allah and show gratitude to Allah for the bounties that Allah has bestowed upon him. There are two roads that lead to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that mashayikh have explained. There is a road of sabr and the road of shukr. So there will be times when a person will go through some dunyawi halat, some condition in this world, loss of property, loss of wealth, sometimes loss of some close relative, friend. And these are part and parcel of the trials. Allah wants to see, is he patient? Is he still turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is he making sabr? Is he complaining? Is he moving away from Allah? Is this test bringing him closer to Allah, or keeping him away from Allah? The ni'mas Allah gives us, Allah wants to see, are we being grateful to Allah, using these ni'mas in the correct way, in the obedience of Allah, or are we eating the food of Allah and hymning the praises of shaitan? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put all of us into this world, and there will be hurdles and obstacles. As we have said so many times, life is not a bed of roses, but there is an inner sukoon that Allah gives to one who is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Despite the trials and tribulations he goes through, and we have seen In the world where many people were tested, we had looked at our beloved brothers and sisters and masoom children in Gaza, the pain and suffering they endured for years. But still they emerged with a smile on their face. They're still thankful, they're still grateful. They still hymn and they glorify Allah, they hymn the praises of Allah. They will still say Allahu Akbar. So there will be hurdles that we have to cross. And there will be the invitation from nafs and shaitan always. Many times a person has made a firm resolution, a determination that he wants to change his life, she wants to change her life, and then now they are coming onto this path, trying their level best to obey Allah every second of their life, and not to fall into sin, and not to fall into the temptations of nafs and shaitan. And as a person is progressing or moving on this path, suddenly there is a pothole of sin, that abyss, in which he falls in. So sometimes a person becomes a bit shaken. All he needs to do at that time, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ. When they commit some immorality, some indecency, some sin, some vice, some evil, they have done wrong, they have disobeyed Allah, then immediately ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ, and they seek repentance for that sin. And they are not musir, they are not persistent upon that sin. They make genuine tawbah istighfar, and they reconnect, and they come back onto that path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, I'd mentioned the saying, the couplet of Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi alayh, this path towards Allah is yours and yours alone. Billions, trillions of people have walked on this path. We are all going on this journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This road is yours and yours alone. Others may walk it with you, but they cannot walk it for you. We will have company on this path towards Allah, but we have to walk it ourselves. And Allah makes this path and this journey towards Him easy. There will be those tests. There will be those temptations. Person falls into sin immediately, obviously, deliberately, he must not fall into sin. When a person is genuine, he's sincere, he's determined, he makes a concerted effort to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah protects him. But there are those occasions when he will slip, and Allah wants to show his shan of maghfirat, his rahmat, that how he still forgives, and how he's prepared to forgive. And so the servant does not have pride and arrogance, and he thinks it is his ibadat. But he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallah, you gave me the tawfiq of doing good. Wallah, I have fallen into sin, but Allah, I know it is only you who can forgive. And Allah loves this. And Allah forgives the person. So sometimes we become impatient. You see, I'm trying so hard, I want to change my life, and I'm making an effort, but still I'm not feeling good, I'm not feeling connected. It's very difficult for me. It seems very, very hard and very daunting. And the person wants to give up hope. No. Don't expect to fast forward our journey. Allah has got a nizam, a system. We have to do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects from us. Al-qasta, al-qasta tablughu. Rasulullah says, take the path of moderation, you will reach your destination. Don't go extremes. Person wants to go very fast. He wants to see instant results. Started making zikr today, and tomorrow he wants to fly in the sky. No. Step by step. Gradually. It's a gradual process. There was a child who had seen a cocoon in the branch of a tree. Very curious, he goes there, and he sees something inside this cocoon trying to come out. He realizes it's a butterfly. And he sees the head, and this butterfly is pushing, it is struggling to exit itself from this cocoon. And this little boy does not know the process involved. He feels pity, he feels sorry, he goes, he takes the scissors, It begins to cut the outer shell of the cocoon. And then he sees, alhamdulillah, or mashallah, this butterfly sees the head and it emerges. But the wings are very, very weak. And in fact, this butterfly falls down and is unable to fly. So he goes to the mother and he explains to the mother what he had observed. And the mother explains to him that, what did you do? So he says, I cut this cocoon because I felt pity, I felt sorry. And the mother says, no, you should not have done that. It is the nizam of Allah, the process of Allah, that this butterfly will push and it will push. It has a time frame and it makes this effort that is required for it to then emerge and to fully develop its wings to be able to fly easily after that. We have a hen and there's eggs under the wing of the hen. Now if somebody decides that he cannot wait so long and he takes two or three eggs and he expects them to hatch, this is not going to happen. Our mothers and sisters will understand, many times they are baking something, perhaps a cake, and they put it into the oven. And there's a procedure involved. The oven has to be at a certain temperature. You can't keep on opening the oven door also. You can't decide, oh, it's still too long and I'm getting visitors, so let me just pull out the cake a bit earlier than the time that is given in the recipe and the method. What will happen? It will become a flop cake. So if we try to go and try and advance or be fast forward and become impatient, the results will be detrimental. Allah has got a nizam. Mashayikh have set out a cause, a plan, for which we have to follow rigidly and properly and never become mayus and lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's an ongoing effort. This kushti, this wrestling match between us and our nafs. Us and our nafs. All the time we are going to be invited. But as a person is more and more connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat, then he becomes more dominant over the dictates and ploys of his nafs. Allah makes it easy for him. So when he does slip, he makes tawbah istighfar immediately. And he makes a sincere tawbah and istighfar. And ulama have mentioned, as we have mentioned so many times previously, that dhikrullah is a very powerful tool, a very powerful means of gaining that recognition of Allah, of enabling us to wash away the rust of the sins that have come upon our hearts, our spiritual hearts. These stubborn stains of jealousy, pride, anger, love of dunya, haram, all these stubborn stains that have clogged our heart, by making the dhikr of Allah, it will wash away. It will wash away these stubborn stains. In fact, it will brighten this heart. This heart will get life. Ulama have explained like how the blood that is in our body and it pumps the heart, gives the heart some life. Like that, dhikrullah is the blood that will cause our spiritual heart to become alive. And therefore Rasulullah has mentioned, مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ مَثَلُ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ. The example of the one who makes the dhikr of Allah and the one who does not make the dhikr of Allah is like the living and the dead. The man who is making the dhikr of Allah, the dhakir, then he's like a person who is alive. His heart is alive. And the one is not making the dhikr of Allah, oblivious of Allah, living a life of ghaflat, and he never takes the name of Allah. There is no dhikr in his life. There is no masnoon du'as he reads before going to sleep, when he wakes up in the morning, before going to the toilet, after coming out of the toilet, before eating, after eating, while traveling. There's no tasbih he makes in his life. There's no istighfar in his life. While driving also, he never reflects and ponder of Allah's greatness. He doesn't take the name of Allah. Allah wants us to take His name, not certain occasion, but Allah wants us to take His name kathiran, excessively, in abundance, chalte, pirte, all the time being mindful, conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we make dhikr with our tongue, sometimes with our heart, and of course with our limbs. Doing those things at that time where Allah has commanded us to do those things, we should bring those things in our life. And where Allah has prohibited us, and commanded us and prohibited us from certain actions and deeds, and we should refrain from those things totally. That is the true zakir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this zikr is a polish of the heart. It is saqalatul qulub, the polish of the heart. It brings life, brings jaan. In fact, in ulama, I've mentioned it is the key, the kunji, to the qufal, to the locks of the heart. Allahumma aftah aqfala qalbi bidhikrik. Oh Allah, open the locks of my heart with your dhikr. We have different locks. Locks of the dunya that has entrapped us into love of haram, illicit relationship, making ghibat, carrying tales, having pride, arrogance, jealousy, whatever it is. By making dhikr, all these locks open. And these haram pleasures now, they are purged out of the heart. And the nur and the marifat of Allah comes. Of course, a person has to be now resolute and strong and firm and refrain from those things that Allah has prohibited. But dhikr will assist him. It is the fuel. It is that live wire or that blood that he requires that will prompt him and push him forward and assist him in refraining from evil. It will polish his heart. It will cleanse and purify his heart. It will give him strength. It will give him certitude in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power and greatness. When the person is saying, Allah, that he is now reflecting over the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is pondering over the azamat and the kibriya, the grandeur, the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He realizes that it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is ar-razaq, who is a real provider. Usman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala goes and he visits Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, great sahaba of Rasulullah, so both of them. Usman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala, of course he is the son-in-law of Rasulullah from the Ashra Mubashara. And he goes and visits Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, who is ill. In fact, he is on his deathbed. And he inquires from Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, is there anything you desire? He says, yes. What is it? He says, the divine mercy of Allah. I want the mercy of Allah. Right now, that is my desire. I want Allah's mercy, His rahmat. Usman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala then asks him, is there anything that you fear? Are you fearing anything? He says, yes. What is it? He says, the punishment of Allah. Great sahaba, who live a life of hayatan tayyiba, a ba'lutz zindagi, a life totally submerged in the obedience of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says, I am afraid of Allah's punishment. Usman bin Affan radiallahu anhu sees his condition. He says, can I get a physician, a doctor for you? He says, no. At-tabibu alladhi amradani. It is the real doctor who has made me sick, referring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah wishes to cure me, He'll cure me. Allah has given me sickness. And then He tells him, قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. That whatever Allah has decreed for you, that is what will take place. Nothing can harm you except that which Allah has decreed for you or against you. And He says, كُلُّ مَنْ عَلِيهَا فَانْ وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَإِكْرَامِ. It is only Allah who will remain. Allah is eternal. Every other person will die. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Usman bin Affan radiallahu anhu is very compassionate, very caring. Shall I fix some stipends, some money for your daughters? Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu had daughters. So if in the event you leave this world, then we have something to secure for them. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, I taught them to recite Surah Waqia every evening. And I heard Rasulullah mention that whoever reads Surah Waqia, Allah will protect him from becoming poor and Allah will protect him from poverty. And I've taught my daughters, I've made this tarbiyah upon them. And I have hopes in Allah that Allah will take care of them. So these were the two dhakireen. When they had the certitude, the conviction, the yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they believe very firmly that no harm can come to me except if Allah wishes harm to come to me, and no benefit can come to me except if Allah wants benefit to come to me. And we all have conditions in our life. Sometimes we become weak, we become fearful of makhluk. And we need to turn and revert to dhikr of Allah and ponder, La ilaha illallah. There is no power, there is no deity besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only Allah, only Allah, only Allah. Hisham bin Abdul Malik. You know, few weeks back we spoke about Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi alayhi and the family he came from and the Umayyad dynasty and the family. So Hisham bin Abdul Malik is one of those rulers of that time. He's in the Haram Sharif and he happens to spot a very great tabi'i, extremely pious, donned his little turban with very simple clothing. He's got his sandals across his shoulder. He is engaged in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His name is Salim bin Abdullah bin Umar. Salim was the son of Abdullah. Abdullah was the son of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. Very pious, great scholar. Hisham bin Abdul Malik goes to him, meets him. Salni hajah. Salni hajatak. Any need you have, ask me. He was the king of the time. Salim bin Abdullah, rahmatullahi alayhi, says, Inni la astahi an as'ala fi baytillahi ghayrahu. I feel ashamed, embarrassed to ask in the house of Allah somebody other than Allah. I mean, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's a place where we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. I feel embarrassed to ask somebody else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hisham bin Abdul Malik becomes red in his face. He goes away. After some time, when he sees Salim bin Abdullah bin Umar rahmatullahi emerging or exiting from the haram, he goes behind him and outside, he goes again, Salni hajatak. Okay, now we're out of the haram area. Tell me, what do you need? So Salim tells him, are you going to fulfill a need of dunya of mind or akhirat? He says, akhirat need I cannot fulfill. But dunya need, ask me, I will give you. He says, the meaning of what he said is, that I bear with patience the difficulties that come upon me, and there are times when I don't even ask that being and that who is the malik of dunya. How can then I ask that person who does not possess the dunya? How can I ask you? In other words, I turn only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I do not need any other person to fulfill my needs. And Hisham bin Abdul Malik becomes embarrassed and he goes away. So, وَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. A long hadith of Rasulullah SAW, where he addressed Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu again. That we should be directing our and focusing our attention only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the most powerful, supreme power is only with Allah Rabbul Izzah. He is the king of all kings. And in life we go through various phases and these hurdles on this road towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not become despondent. So this dhikr that we make is so powerful, it will strengthen our hearts. It will make us strong believers. I remember the story of Bunan al-Hammal, rahmatullahi alayhi, another very great sage of his time. He lived in Egypt. Very pious, he was an alim. And Ibn Tulun was a tyrant ruler of that time. Bunan al-Hammal, rahmatullahi alayhi, could not take the wrongs and injustice that Ibn Tulun was involved in. And then he goes and he tries to advise him with ma'ruf, with kindness, with doing good and stopping him from evil. So Ibn Tulun became very, very upset. He became so angry that he threw him into an arena. And those days they would keep a person in this piece of ground, into this arena. And then they would, people would be, they'd have spectators around viewing how a lion will be released from the cage. And this lion will then pounce on this criminal or prisoner and devour him and eat him till he is no longer alive, till his death. And so he puts him onto this arena. And people are watching. And Bunal al-Hammad rahmatullahi alayhi turns only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows it is only Allah who can protect, only Allah can harm. And his lion actually comes to him. Historians have recorded this. This lion comes and begins to sniff him. And does not harm him at all. It goes away. And people are watching. They're astonished. Ibn Tulun is watching himself. He realizes, no, this man is a man of Allah. So he releases him. Lets him go. People then asked Bunan al-Hammal, Bunan, tell me, or tell us, when you were placed on the ground and this lion came above you and he looked into your eyes, he began to sniff you, at that moment, where was your mind, where was your heart? He says, I began pondering over the fiqhi mas'ala, the mas'ala which jurists and fuqaha debate, whether the saliva of the lion is pak or napak. Let us be honest, brothers. Which one of us will think of that mas'ala at that time? He's actually pondering whether the saliva of this lion is tahir or najis. Ulama have written, فَمَا أَثْبَتَ قَلْبَهُ. How strong his heart must have been. How steadfast he was. What a connection he had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is only Allah who protects. Dhikr brings in us the certitude, conviction in the power of Allah, the greatness of Allah. It wards off, it pushes away shaitan. You see, shaitan, Quran mentions al-khannas, the slinging prompter. He will prompt, he will insinuate, whisper into our hearts, trying to mislead us, various type of thoughts. He'll make us procrastinate in doing good deeds. He will prompt us and prod us to do towards evil and haram. And disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has taken this promise to Allah Rabbul Izzat. He will try his level best to mislead man. When zikr is taken place, when adhan is given, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, shaitan flees from there. He is unable to bear the name of Allah being sounded. He runs away far. In fact, he breaks wind at that time. Adhan is over, he comes back. So he keeps on coming back and he flees, he comes back, he flees. Iqama takes place, he flees. Again he comes when the man is trying to perform his salah, and then he'll remind him, Uthkur kada wa kada. Remember you left your keys there and that you have to do this and your wife has asked you to get this after salah. So now he wants to spoil your salah. So he will insinuate. But zikrullah is so powerful that we'll make the zikr of Allah. Of course, we should try and make it with khushu and khudu. That will have the most power or the greatest effect. And ulama mentioned, even at that time you can't concentrate too well, but even zikr on its own has some power. And it will push away shaitan. It will make Allah happy and bring you closer to Rahman. It will bring you steadfastness, bring life into you. You'll become more obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Qayyim rahmatullahi has mentioned several fawaid and virtues of dhikrullah which we have mentioned in the past few years. But I'm mentioning this again as a reminder to us. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And Allah then defends the dhakir, because this dhakir becomes the friend of Allah. When a man is taking the name of Allah, then he begins to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like in this dunya, person is proposed, is getting married, and that name of that, so to be his wife, so to be, all the time somebody takes the name, it brings about some happiness and joy in his heart. And perhaps he's also taking her name every time. Here you're taking the name of Mawla. Allah, Allah, Allah. How sweet is the name of Allah. It brings joy to the heart of the dhakir. Dhakir, zikr, dhakir ko mazkur tak ponchata hai. What is zikr? It is a conveyance that takes the zakir, one who is remembering Allah, to the mazkur, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lama have said, zikr ka naga, the person who leaves out, he's not punctual with his zikr, he makes it now and then only. Dil ka hai faqah. You are now making your heart poor. You're making your heart go through spiritual poverty. But a person who's taking the name of Allah all the time, then he is now gaining the closest, the proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was a group of people, they were robbers. And this one person, he decides now to rob his neighbor. So he says, he goes up this wall and he's observing from a distance and he can see into the yard of his neighbor. And he wishes to go into the yard of the neighbor at night, late at night, and then steal some of his belongings. And then jump over the fence again. So as he is waiting now for the opportune moment, but he sees, he observes the people coming and so many people are sitting, and there is a halaqa of ta'aleem taking place every day. After Isha, they're sitting and they are learning and teaching Quran, Hadith. One day goes, second day, third day, fourth day, an entire week goes past. After the entire week goes past, this robber, he goes to his neighbor. And then he asks him a question. أَتُقِيمُ هَذِي الْحَلَقَ كُلَّ يُمْ Do you have this halaqa of ta'aleem every single day? So the neighbor says, what are you talking about? He says, no, every night, aren't people coming here and you're having lessons, Quran, Hadith? He says, no, it's been some months when we last had any halaqa of ta'aleem. This robber is perplexed because his eyes showed him people coming and going and therefore he could not find an opportune moment to break in. And when in reality, there was nobody coming, but Allah made this happen. And Allah showed to his eyes that the people are coming and having halaqa of ta'aleem. So that neighbor then said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدَافِعُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا Allah protects the believers. Allah defends the believer. Allah defends the one who is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly. Allah protects that person. Allah nourishes him. Allah helps him. Yes, he will go through some difficulties in this world. There will be some pain, some suffering, and that is for every person in this world. And he has to go through the examination, but when Allah's madad comes, and when he, what is the greatest benefit of dhikr? The greatest benefit of dhikr is, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ You, Allah says, you remember me, I will remember you. Imagine, we say Allah, and Allah remembers us in the gathering of the angels. أَنَا جَلِيسُ مَنْ ذَكَرَنِي Hadith of Rasulullah, Hadith of Qudsi, Allah says, I am the Jalis. I sit by that person who remembers me. Subhanallah. So we're taking the name of Allah, and Allah becomes ours. We gain the ma'iyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah brings nur into this heart. And Allah enables us then to become stronger against nafs and the promptings of shaitan. Allah lightens his heart. Inna asra at-ta'at, ulama have mentioned, inna asra at-ta'at, the quickest way of, from a'mal and ta'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in bringing about the jila of this heart, the brightening of this heart, wa tanweerihi, and making this heart become full of brightness and light, is dhikrullah. So Allah ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with mudawamat and with ikthar in abundance. Mothers and sisters, you are cooking, you're in the kitchen, take the name of Allah. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah. Read salawat upon Nabiya Kareem some also. Our masnoon du'as, we must make sure we read those masnoon du'as, the morning du'as, evening du'as, when we retire to bed, whilst on safar, during the day, muttaq zikr. Last week I mentioned that the verse, إِلَيْهِ يَسْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ يَرْفَعُهُ. If you recall that the person says one subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, whatever zikr he makes, whatever tasbih, the angels, they carry this, and it goes right to illiyin, that maqam, that station, which is by the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the highest of positions, and the angels, they, or this zikr, it clings onto the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it makes mention of the one who has made its zikr. And the angels then make istighfar on behalf of the person who has taken the name of Allah. And they intercede on behalf of the person. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala boasts up to the angels about these people in the world who are making his zikr. How merciful Allah ta'ala is. Full of grace, full of fadl and karam. Allah ta'ala grant me the tawfiq, grant all of us the tawfiq. On this path and in this examination room, Allah make us pass with flying colors. Difficulties would come. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make dua, Allah take us to the road of shukr with ni'mat, and we become true shakirin and zakirin. Make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Isayadu al-sharif. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma lakal hamdu kulluhu lakal shukru kulluhu la nuhsi thana'an alayk anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma ya awwal al-awwalin wa ya akhir al-akhirin wa ya dhal quwwati al-matin wa ya rahim al-masakin wa ya arham al-rahimin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك، فاغفر لنا وتب علينا، فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا، أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر، لا إله إلا أنت، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا الله ما لغناكم معا فرما ما لخطاوكم معا فرما. يا الله forgive us my Allah. يا الله forgive us my Allah. Now we have raised our hands to you my Allah. Every single sin we committed my Allah. Ya Allah, knowingly, unknowingly, in the darkness of the night, broad daylight, in public, in privacy. Big sins, Ya Allah, small sins, whatever gunas we did, my Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, you love to forgive, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. You are afoon, kareem, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Ya Allah, make us true zakireen and shakireen, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us have full tawakkul upon you, my Allah. Remove from our hearts, Ya Allah, dependence on makhluk, my Allah. Make us dependent totally upon you only, my Allah. Make us have full tawakkul only upon you, my Allah. Remove the fears we have of makhluk from our heart, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so kind, you are so loving, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat, my Allah. Protect us from the sharr of the shirreen, fitna of the fitteen, hasr of the hasideen, from the zulam of the zalimeen. Protect us from nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that himmat not to commit any sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us hayatan tayyiba, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib, rozi, my Allah. Make our rizq come to us with ease, my Allah. Give us rozi in abundance, make it be halal, my Allah, and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Make us use it correctly, my Allah. Don't make us make israf, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people who are not well, my Allah. Ya Allah, they in hospital or at home, my Allah. Young and old, my Allah. May Allah grant them shifa kamil, ajil, mustaqir, da'im, may Allah. All the marhumin, give them jannat wa firdaus, may Allah. May Allah grant the family sabri jameel, may Allah. May Allah forgive the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah protect the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Especially our Muslim brothers and sisters, our ma'asum children in Gaza, may Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, ya Allah. Ya Allah, everything is in your control, my Allah. You sustain them, my Allah. You provide for them, my Allah. Give them aman in aman, my Allah. Ma'asum children have got no limbs, my Allah. They've got no hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got no place to stay, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making shukr to you, Allah, for all the ni'mat you have bestowed upon us, my Allah. But ya Allah, you send your special mercies, my Allah. Your special rahmat on them, my Allah. Allah had them to restore their lives, my Allah. Allah, they've got only, Allah, ruins, my Allah. Allah, buildings were bombarded, my Allah. They don't even have decent tents, my Allah. Allah, make the aid go to them, my Allah. Make them happy, my Allah. Make them strong believers, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, protect them from the onslaught and the attack, ya Allah, of the enemy, my Allah. Ya Allah, help them, my Allah, with your special help, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will continue begging from you, my Allah. Hum to kamzor hai, ya Allah. Our du'as are weak, ya Allah. But you are most powerful, my Allah. Ya mujib al-da'awat. Ya qadi al-hajat. Ya dafi al-baliyat. Ya hal al-mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham. Mufarrij al-ham. Mujib da'wati al-mutarrin idha da'uk. Rahman dunya wal-akhirah wa rahimahuma. Farhamna fi hajatina kulliha. بقضائها ونجاعها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك Allah, whatever needs we have, fulfill our needs, my Allah. We've got different hadat and needs, my Allah. Everyone who has raised his hand, her hand now, my Allah. Fulfill our desires, my Allah. Allah, whatever hadat and needs we have, fulfill it, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, our problems, our worries, our sorrows, our grief, our hardships, my Allah. Allah, give us maut with iman, my Allah. Maut in the condition you are pleased with, my Allah. Maut in Medina Sharif, my Allah. Grant us burial in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us the intercession, the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. The holy kuthur water from his Mubarak hands. Allah, make us enter Jannat in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect all of us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, protect us, our children, our grandchildren, ya Allah. Ya Allah, our family members, may Allah. Ya Allah, make our children and grandchildren become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, ya Allah. Protect us from the fitnas of Dajjal, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua qabool, farma. All those who requested duas from far and wide, may Allah. Answer all the jais muraz, may Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.